The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You had a frustrated Homeland Security Secretary who was her boss, and a White House that was feeling like the Secret Service had been keeping secrets, so she had to go. The Secret Service is about to get a good look under the hood and see how it's operating and see what fixes need to be made for it to do a better job than it's been doing of late.
All right, this is Pierre Thomas talking about what happened with the problems with the Secret Service. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. For goodness sake, we can't protect the president. And we're confused in different areas when it comes to Ebola. What a week it has been. Oh, my, oh, my. And there are other things that are just kind of being left on the sidelines. We're not going to do that this hour. We're going to hit them all for you. To me, the biggest mistake and the problem was that once you had the guy with the gun in the elevator, Julia Pearson's career as the chief of the Secret Service was toast. And then she didn't do a good job at all when she was in front of the House Oversight Committee. So that's it. Curtains were definitely coming down. Secret Service moves on. And I think more heads have to roll. But if we can't even protect the president, boy, does that make you feel like your security is is protected when you think about it? Not to push it off into crazy land and spout a bunch of theories and conspiracy theories and weave them in to different dark places. But I think it's creepy that you've got a guy that jumps over the fence in plain daylight, gets all the way through, open door, no alarm, no nothing, has a knife. The worst, who knows what could happen, one of the worst things you can imagine. Then you got a guy in an elevator. He easily could have pulled out the gun, shot the president. What would that have looked like to the world? For goodness sake, we're trying to rid the world of terrorism so we don't have it here on our shores, number one, for selfish reasons, and to be a good ambassador to the rest of the world, always leaning on us. So ISIS and the whole coalition forming that and airstrikes and all of that and trying to defeat the Islamic State, where we can't protect our own president, that doesn't look good. What also doesn't look good, and more importantly, I don't care about looking good as much as protecting you and protecting me, is this whole Ebola thing. Now they're saying that Liberia might prosecute the U.S. Ebola patient. Of course, he has to survive first. He's in serious condition. Thomas Eric Duncan, they think he lied on a health screen before he left Liberia because you're asked questions about whether or not you came in contact with anyone who was sick, let alone somebody who died. He did. She was pregnant, 19 years old, a neighbor, and he helped take her to the hospital. Unfortunately, they had no room for her. She was very, very ill. They took her back to the house. Tom Duncan carried her into the house. Then 4 days later, she dies, and he flies to the United States, and the rest is history. Now he's in the hospital bed, and there are probably 100 people in Dallas that have come in contact with him and others. There are a handful of family members who are forcefully being quarantined in their apartment, and there have been some blunders along the way. So it's bad news. I mean, you just can't treat it like it's nothing, and perhaps this is part of the problem. It's funny. It seems like we treat mosquitoes and West Nile and make a bigger deal about that than Ebola. How is that? Make sure you spray yourself. Don't go outside. I can't tell you how many places I've been where they smother you about that for fear that, oh, no, you know, there could be some mosquitoes. We do not want anyone to have a mosquito bite or to have mosquitoes possibly infected, even though the chances are very small with West Nile. We're getting rid of any standing water, the whole thing, versus this guy gets in. They miss him in Liberia, and they know this is bad news for them. They don't want to lose people coming back to the country. So this is why they're saying, well, we'll prosecute him. Because they did try to get him. He lied on the form. Or they tried to get whoever. He lied on the form, and they took they have different checkpoints where they take your temperature. It hadn't evolved then. But I think all of us should sit up and be very concerned about Ebola. You cannot fluff this off. Look, it got fluffed off at the hospital and Tom Duncan went home. Then he's taken back in a hospital where he's vomiting all over the place and gets that vomit on the street and they're power washing it into the sewer system. Is that being careful? Because you're saying that Ebola is something that is transferred through bodily fluids. That's not careful. Right at the top, we're going to go to Grim de la Grim. How about you? You're our leadoff man. What do you think about this Ebola scare?
What I think? You know, I got more than just West Nile. You got that, I can't pronounce it, you got that other mosquito scare. And then you got virus 68. It's spelled with a G or a Q or something like that. Guadalupe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you got Obama health care to deal with if you catch it. And then, you know, hospitals, most of the hospitals have bad staff that they can't even control in the hospitals. So it's pretty bad all the way around. And then, you know, you got ISIS. Pretty bad, I tell you. But even worse for you, Kate. Even worse for you, George Clooney got married.
Yes, to a bombshell-looking woman with you know, a who's who of celebrities and world leaders and good people and all that sort of stuff. It's crazy. That's funny.
It controlled the news and all the ladies out there. He's off the market, but I'm still here for you. I'm still here for you, Kate.
Grim de la Grim, that was funny. I'm going to give you 2 points extra just for saying that. You are hilarious. Thank you. It's interesting. You know, George Clooney, though. Sorry, Clooney. We've got ISIS. We have Ebola. We've got a lot of things that we're dealing with. So you are relegated to the back pages. We have security breaches with our presidential detail, I suppose. I'll call it that, the Secret Service. So there are other things. There are other things that are taking precedence here, George. And your wedding, that's nice, but it's just not quite as big. It's interesting because, you know, in saying that, ISIS, the whole ISIS thing is obviously huge. But Ebola here in the United States, a cameraman testing positive for it in Liberia, the guy who comes to Dallas, the family legally being quarantined, the airlines trying to stop Ebola checking, doing the checks they have to do, and the fact that the concern should be there. The concern should be over Ebola. I don't think you can just say, oh, well, it'll be fine. You know, that there's the danger in that. And trust me, in our lives, at some point, I guarantee we're all guilty of that. Oh, it's like I say, it's not a big deal when you live in a busy world until it affects you or your family or friends. Then it's a big deal. Then you start to pay closer attention to things, whatever it is, you know. And Ebola is one of them. Now people are starting to get more concerned. Every time there's a different story, a different twist in what happened in Dallas, more people are taking note, which, by the way, of course, is why you have so many doctors and TV crews over in Liberia trying to cover it and do specials, and so many people in Dallas, frankly, trying to cover it, too, as well. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To call what we missed when we were sweating it out and still are over Ebola and ISIS and the threat that it poses or doesn't pose ultimately to the United States, although I think anybody who spews hatred and puts together videos and says, listen, we're scouring any piece of information we can find, and we're telling our followers to go out and kill the families of the people, of the servicemen, of U.S. servicemen. Come on. And these guys are sick, twisted puppies dressed in black who are doing terrible things to people in Iraq and Syria. And it's going to be a mission that's going to take some time. But the more people they can take out with ISIS, the more methods to their madness and trying to get lone wolf terrorists or disenfranchised people to pack up their stuff and run over to Syria so that they can hang in the game and then come back to their mother countries and wreak havoc with the lives of Americans, Australians, Brits, you know, name it. I'm sorry, they got to wipe them out. They got to exterminate them. Pull out all the systems they can. Turkey even joined up in this fight. There are more countries that are signing up for sure, and that has to happen, because anything they can add to the pot, and plus bringing all those people together, put them in there, anything to shut them down for sure. So the heavy conversation about ISIS, and even something we talked about a ton here on America Tonight, the fact that Leon Panetta is very clearly saying, hey, I was defense secretary, don't look at me. The president ignored my advice for what was happening. He ignored my advice in the with the Syrian rebels and trying to shut down this group called ISIS because we were aware of what they were doing. He also says that if the White House had listened to his advice on troop levels in Iraq, this security situation wouldn't have unraveled. I mean, he's saying over and over again that he believes that a small U.S. troop presence could have effectively advised the military on how to deal with the resurgence and the sectarian violence that is just swallowing that country whole. I mean, just whole. Remember, it's 2011 when the Prez said that virtually all of the 39,000 U.S. troops would leave Iraq by the end of that year. And that was part of his whole campaigning, get them out, get the forces out. Think of the blood, sweat, tears, the treasure, everything else that we put into the quicksand of the Middle East and Iraq and Afghanistan. And we can all point the finger at Nouri al-Maliki, but we knew that going in. We knew that he was a weak prime minister and he wasn't going to do anything to embrace anybody else but his own. He was not going to do it. Instead, he whipped up his Shia base and was more than suspicious about the Sunnis and the Kurds. So there was not a united democratic government. And that's on Obama, according to Leon Panetta, who, by the way, has a book coming out. Whenever you have a book coming out, controversy sells. So there's got to be something that people can hang on to in a book, and he's given them some things to hang on to in his upcoming book. Hey, speaking of upcoming, Brandon Lang is going to join us to talk about this week in the NFL. Some of the games already out of the gate. Green Bay has rolled over Minnesota, not even close, just a flat-out schoolyard-plus thumping. So they pull up their another win at home. This is back-to-back weeks for them. So it's getting exciting for Green Bay and the Green Bay fans. So you might have missed that little piece of information because of all the things that are going wrong and all the things that are being talked about. This is also a huge story. 76 million customers. Maybe you're one of them. Imagine being hacked into. How hacked off you would be. J.P. Morgan says 76 of you. Oh, yeah, you've been hacked. They got your name. They got your number. They got everything. A massive bank hack this summer. So this was a heavy infiltration. J.P. Morgan says that they got the information for 7 million small businesses, names, addresses, phone numbers, emails, internal J.P. Morgan information relating to the users. They didn't get account numbers, IDs, date of birth, Social Security numbers, any of that. So thank goodness, that's the good news there. So they haven't been able to access the bank accounts as far as they can tell. It's not a good feeling to be hacked into. And often we trace this back, meaning the FBI, to Russia and Eastern Europe. And because of all the tension between Russia and, let's face it, anyone in the West over the Ukraine and the sanctions and everything, it's not a surprise maybe that that bubbles up. They say they're going to deploy 1,000 people and budget $250 million annually to focus on cybersecurity. So see, this is what it's come to when it comes to security. You got to have more manpower, and you got to have security. You got to have firewalls for when things happen. You can't handle it on your own. $250 million, and they have to. Because then they can come out and say things like, we are the safest bank in the world. And even then, it's not 100%. But they can say they're spending money on it to try to secure it as the best they can. So smart move on their part. For all the PR moves that have been lacking this week and all the crisis communication that's gone down the tubes, there's an example. Get in front of the story. Say nobody's bank has been hacked into, but here's what's happening. Own it and then move on from it. And that's exactly what they did. That's what the government needs to do, but we never, ever get that. Never. I think it would kind of change opinions, and I think approval ratings would go up if that were the case. But no. Moving on to something else that got probably buried for many people because of the heavy emphasis on so many other things. The this week was also pretty interesting in Hong Kong. It's almost like the Occupy movement. Well, it is. It's like the Occupy movement, but only it's in Hong Kong. And it's not, doesn't seem to be getting any better. I mean, it's where you have those tents and people camping out for however long. It's very familiar. It's a very familiar scene, much like the Occupy movement. Is exactly what we're seeing. The protesters blocking government offices, complaining, the police clashing but trying to not completely upend everything unless there's rocks thrown right at them because they don't want to take the blame for that. But it is very close to what we've seen in the past with the Occupy movement just a few years ago in Washington, D.C., in New York, and even some of the smaller places. There were holdouts that were determined they were not going to be scared off into the night, that they were going to hang in, handle their ground, and then move on. So, interesting, I think. That's the interesting a twist in all of that. Coming back, speaking of twists, this guy is twisted, twisted funny. Brandon Lang, the movie Two for the Money, was written about Brandon Lang's life. If you've never seen it, I think you can probably now at this point stream it for like $1.99. Very, very funny. He's funny as well. That's next.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewels drop, pop, who rolls the Gucci down to the blue drop. The same old temp, mate, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop, try, see my name on a blimp. Guarantee me and sell for the level up. You don't believe I'm on the world, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the goldies down. Can't no PhD, hold me down, cooler, school me to the game.
Ah, each and every week you love him. He is the funniest guy around and so knowledgeable when it comes to the NFL. And we're looking at all sides of it. Before you lay your bread down, you want to talk to Brandon Lang. And I don't know, maybe you want to tee it up with him if you're lucky. We're catching him right now coming off the golf course, Corral in Miami. What a rough life, Brandon.
Well, you know, when your best bet 2 weeks ago was Seattle minus 5.5 over Denver, and they get a touchdown in OT to cover winning by 6, and then last week you got the Niners minus 4.5, and they scrubbed by holding the first and goal at the 6 by the Eagles to win by 5. Life is flying off 18, shuttle of 79 on the card, and Jordan and Ray Allen are teeing off a number one. I almost said, hey, MJ, 10,000 a hole, I'll give you two aside, but if I take some of that Nike money, so I'll let Michael go with the big cigar.
That was smart. I love that. So we see that the Packers come off of the win against Chicago. Aaron Rodgers just plunking them in the end zone. Now it's the Vikings. Is this easy money? It is a big line, 8.5. Green Bay's giving up 8.5. What do you think?
I laid it. I really firmly believe that with the game they had last week, not punting one time, that their offense starting to click, and with Minnesota The quarterback situation, Bridgewater might play ankle. If not, here comes good old Christian Ponder. And I just think, you know, Aaron Rodgers, 29-2 at home, last 31. I just think it's a tough spot, short week off the big emotional home win against Atlanta, 3-point dog. I just think it's a tough spot for Minnesota to get back up. Green Bay comes home, and I think they hold on with by double digits.
Yeah, there you go. Another game that I'm wondering, you know, there is no such thing as a layup, or maybe there is, but the Titans hosting the Browns, and Tennessee has given up, what, -1?
Yeah, it's funny. Ken Wisenhunt's kind of saying, wow, was I really making the right choice coming here? They got some serious issues, and I think the line maker is trying to trap you into taking Tennessee, the fight that Cleveland has in them, and I just think that there's no quit in this football team. And if I had to play it, I wouldn't touch it with your money. But if I had to play it, I think Tennessee minus the ones at trap line and Cleveland coming off the bye week might be the play. Not a game I would touch, but my lean would be towards the small road dog in a trap line situation.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, the Philadelphia Eagles are back home. They come up with their first loss. You just talked about it, the 49ers who came through for you. But they still were able to come up with the goods almost. And now they're taking on the Rams. Are the Rams like the Lambs, and can Philly cover that 7, or is it the over-under?
I'm leaning towards the Rams plus the points. Jeff Fisher is a dog. I Philly's defense looked a lot better than what the Niners made them look. So I believe that St. Louis plus that 7.5. Philadelphia has been behind in every game this year other than the game last week. And then even then they trailed 7-3 at one point. I'm sorry, 10-7 at one point. So, when it's all said and done, that number 7.5, 8. My lean would be towards St. Louis plus the points. I like the way the defense matches up with Philly. Not a game I would really get crazy, but I think there's better value elsewhere on the card than to mess around with Philadelphia and St. Louis.
Yeah, there you go. What do you think's the best value on the card?
The Saints at home. I know Dallas got them pretty good, but, you know, in the last 19 home games, Sean Payton, Drew Brees, 18 straight covers with a push. They were laying 10.5 against Minnesota the other day to make it 18 in a row, and they won by 11 covering the 10.5. So I know Tampa got the big win at Pittsburgh, but let's not confuse Pittsburgh's offense with the Saints' offense. And let's not confuse with what we saw at Tampa Bay do on the road at Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. As good as Tampa Bay looked last week, it's as bad the Saints will make them look on Sunday. I look for the Saints to go to 19-0-1 their last 20 home games, Peyton and Breeze.
All right, there you go, best value. And I know that you never want to touch anything to do with Tony Romo. That's why I have to ask you every single week about the Cowboys this time taking on the Texans, and they're giving up 6 points.
Watch this. I will take the Dallas Cowboys. No, I can't. I'll take the Houston Texans plus 6. I think the defense of the Texans matches up very well with Dallas. I think Dallas wins the game, but I think it's a field goal game, and you got value in the dog.
You know, it's interesting in moving from that one to it's a 1:00 kick, the Lions hosting the Bills. What's going on with the Bills? I think they're a tough team to read now. Are they starting to have problems?
Well, when you set down your quarterback, who you thought was going to be your guy, yeah, you got some issues. And they, you know, again, it's two teams that made decisions on quarterbacks that they're regretting. And one of them is E.J. Manuel on the Bills, and the other is the Jets' Geno Smith, oddly enough, both in that division. I think when it's all said and done, Geno Smith's going to have a very short career in the NFL, as is E.J. Manuel. Nothing against them. But as you see, they're not elite NFL quarterbacks. They may latch on and then backup roles someplace a couple years from now. But, you know, the couches of the world, these guys had talent and they couldn't stick around. Career backups at best, I'll make that prediction now with Geno Smith and E.J. Manuel.
Yeah. The Broncos are hosting the Cardinals. It's a big line if you just took the straight line. Denver giving up 8, but Denver at home, Cardinals, no losses. Over-under is 48.5, I think. Would you maybe touch the over-under? I think there's going to be some points on the board.
Yeah, but with that being said, I happen to like Arizona. You look at Denver trying to cover big home numbers, and they let teams hang around. They let Indy hang around, slide inside that number. They let Kansas City hang around, slide inside that number. In fact, as good as the Broncos were against the spread this year, the Denver Broncos have yet to cover a number this year. I will continue to go against that. I think you're dealing with overinflated numbers. I think Arizona is the real deal, and I'll take the Cardinals plus the 8.5.
Ah, the Cardinals. All right, you just talked about Smith and the Jets. The Jets going to San Diego, taking on the Chargers. The Chargers giving up 7. Do you like anything about this game?
It's funny. This will probably be the game the Jets cover after everybody jumped off. They're getting an 8.5-9 number in Green Bay. Figured out a way to cover that number. As crazy as that sounds, this will probably be the game the Jets cover. I wouldn't touch it until there's a different quarterback. At quarterback, Geno Smith's already buried me enough, most notably against the Bears on Monday night with that implosion. So I'll wait till they set him down and put Mike Vick in, which probably happened in the third quarter of this game right here when Geno implodes again. But until then, I think the Jets are no play.
No play. All right. The another late afternoon game, 4:25 kick. The Chiefs and the Niners. The Niners were just good to you. The line, the over-under is just 44.5, but San Francisco's given up 6.5. I'm sure that moves a little bit. Do you like anything about this one?
I'll come right back and take the Chiefs. I think what they did against New England was real. I think Alex Smith coming back home, looking at Jim Harbaugh and saying, "Hey, Jimmy, how you doing, buddy? Who's got it better than us? Nobody." Well, guess what, Jim? When you wake up in the morning and you put some shaving cream on your face and you wipe off the steam from the shower and you start to shave and you look directly at yourself and you say, "Man, if I had it to do all over again, I probably would let Kaepernick go and keep Alex Smith. I kind of made a little mistake there." Jim, I think you did too. Now you're stuck with Kaepernick and his 479 tattoos, and now you got to deal with a kid that can't read defenses. And, yeah, he's brilliant at times, but at the end of the day, this is a huge statement game for Alex Smith coming back home to the Bay Area. I think he's going to have a big football game, and I think KC's going to be in this game the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he's going to have a great game. So then you come into the Sunday night game, and you got the Patriots after what happened last week, and they're hosting the Bengals. Cincinnati giving up 1.5. The Patriots, can't they? I think they'll just roll. Do you?
Dandy Don Meredith, back in the day, Monday Night Football, Dandy Don used to say, "Turn out the lights, the party's over." You heard it here, right now. The Bill Belichick, Tom Brady era is over now. They will never sniff another Super Bowl the rest of their natural-born life together. And the problem with everybody in the New England Patriots is they expect New England to be as good as they have been, and it's hard to accept mediocrity. And that's what we have with New England right now. They get blown out in the second half against Miami. They go on the road, and Brady throws for 177 yards against the Vikings, but yet some special teams made that a blowout bigger than it was. They come back home against the putrid Raiders and struggle to score 16 points at home. And then they go on the road and get blown out by Kansas City. So as we're supposed to see a team progress, we're seeing a team regress. You got no elite wide receivers. Not one receiver on New England could be a number one anywhere else. All the other good receivers are since gone. And people are saying, what's wrong with New England? They're an average football team. And Sunday night, the Cincinnati Bengals, off a bye week, are going to take a hammer. They're going to take a nail. They're going to put it right in the back of the hoodie of Billy Belichick and say, "Billy, you're done. There's a new sheriff in town." And guess what? His name is the Cincinnati Bengals. I think Cincinnati should be a 3-4 point favorite. I think they roll on Sunday night.
I love that. You think they roll on Sunday night. All right, Brandon Lang. Check him out, BrandonLang.com. The best. I'm glad you had a good day on the golf course. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kate. Talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To kick back, relax, and find out what's coming to the movies. And remember, if you go to the movies and you see something you like, give us a quick, cheap movie review. Send it to me at americatonight.net, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. This one is being hyped all over the place. They say it's one of Ben Affleck's best performances. It's a thriller. It's rated R, and it's a book that was very, very popular. So they wrote a screenplay and put this movie together. It's called Gone Girl.
What's your name?
Amy.
Oh, Amy.
And you. Who are you?
I'm the guy to save you from all this awesomeness.
Man of my dreams. This man of mine may truly kill me.
My wife. This
disappeared 3 days ago.
You don't know if she has friends, you don't know what she does all day, and you don't know your wife's blood type.
Without a body, their only hope is a confession.
You seen this girl around here?
She wanted a gun.
I know you. I saw you at the volunteer center.
I wanted to help. Amy's the kind of girl who attracts admirers.
Did you do it?
Did you do it?
Whatever they found, I think it's safe to assume that it's very bad.
It's just got very exciting.
You bumped up Amy's life insurance to $1.2 million.
Because she told me to.
Where's your wife then?
You need to tell me.
You asking me if I killed my wife?
Rated R.
All right, so you get it. This is the marriage. It's got some strange twists in it between Nick Dunn and his wife, Amy, played by Rosamund Pike. She's missing. Kind of sounds like Scott Peterson. Remember that story? The real life story from not too long ago. Probably about a decade ago it happened. He killed his wife, Lacey. And what a crazy, wild, twisted thing that was, where he was looking for her and they had half of California, I think, on the lookout for, and it had some sick, twisted things that happened in the end because his wife was so far along pregnant and he had had a mistress someplace else. But anyway, it seems loosely a little bit reminds you of that. And she's missing. There's a frenzy of trying to find her, and then he's involved in it, and everybody's suspicious of him, as you heard there in that clip. Tyler Perry's in this. Neil Patrick Harris also in this, and David Clennon, if you don't know who he is a big-time character actor. If you see him on screen, you would absolutely recognize him, and I think that has a chance to do pretty well at the box office based on the fact that it was a book, and people who like the book that exploded will probably go and see this. All right, this is scary and twisted, but there's definitely an audience for the horror genre. In fact, when I get cheap movie reviews, sometimes it's somebody who's gone to see a horror-slash-thriller movie, and it's called Annabelle.
John, wake up.
What?
Next door, I heard a scream.
Is that here? Go check it out.
John? Is everything all right? Oh my God, you're covered in blood.
Go back inside. It's not mine. It's not mine. Go back inside. Call an ambulance right now. Go!
I like your dog.
You survived. You don't come out the other side of something like this weaker. What is there left to be scared of?
This is the last of them.
How did that get in there? I swear, I threw it out.
Things must have got mixed up. There, she fits right in. Come to mommy. Come to mommy.
Is a ghost.
Sometimes demons can attach themselves to objects.
What do I do? Protect your family.
Who are you?
All right, you get the idea there, creepy. Annabella Wallace, that's, you know, Annabella, the name of the movie. Alfre Woodard is in this. Ward Horton is in it. You might not recognize the names. Probably Alfre Woodard you do. And there's an expectant wife, the rare vintage doll, and a pure white wedding dress, and you get the idea. It's under 2 minutes, 1 hour, 40 minutes, rated R. Think of the movies with kids, Rosemary's Baby, Children of the Corn, The Omen. Remember Damien, who was part of that crew? And there's something about kids and horror that sometimes attracts an audience. I think this will have a cult following, not be huge at the box office. However, this movie coming up is going to find its audience. I love the idea of seeing the movie that is based on Stephen Hawking and his life. And here's a really sneak preview of that.
Come on, get up.
Morning, Ryan.
Stephen, are you aware that you've voluntarily embarked upon a PhD in physics?
Hello.
Hello.
Science.
Arts.
I'm a cosmologist.
What's that?
I study the marriage of space and time.
The perfect couple.
One never knows from where the next great leap forward is going to come, or from whom.
What if I reverse time to see what happened at the beginning of time itself?
Wind back the clock.
Wind back the clock?
Keep going.
I don't know how.
Yet.
Keep winding!
Where's you?
It's called motor neuron disease. Life expectancy is 2 years.
I want us to be together for as long as we've got.
It'll affect everything.
You don't realize what lies ahead. This is going to be a very heavy defeat.
But I love him. And he loves me. We're going to fight this illness together. Good luck.
Why?
Are you okay?
So, this black hole at the beginning of time. Brilliant. Brilliant, Stephen. Well done, Doc.
He has pneumonia. The only way he will survive would be to give him a tracheotomy. He will never speak again.
Yes, he will.
My name is Stephen Hawking.
It's American.
Is that a problem?
It has been a great joy to watch this man defy every expectation, both scientific and personal.
There should be no boundary to human endeavor. However bad life may seem, while there is life, there is hope.
Thank you.
Sorry, did you say something?
I said thank you.
I think this is going to be fantastic. Imagine trying to play Stephen Hawking. The movie is called The Theory of Everything, and it's set in the 60s pretty much when Hawking was just 21, a college student, and he started to come down with the early stages of ALS. I think this movie will be absolutely mind-blowing and will explode. And maybe the guy who plays Hawking is up for an Oscar. They just debuted at the Toronto Film Festival. Remember, you see a movie, give us the cheap movie review. Send it to me, americatonight.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.